drop, nothing but blue skies. Dirt road, windows down, let the radio rewind. Get lost in the feeling, get found in the freedom. Unplug, unwind, untie the binds that hold me down. Get grounded. Wheels off, blacktop. Wheels off, blacktop.
ABC News, I'm Daria Olvinger. Jury selection is underway in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The former president addressing reporters before court.
It's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country.
The defense hoping to prove that Mr. Trump can't get a fair trial in Manhattan and that the judge will grant change of venue. House Republicans meet behind closed doors tonight. They need to determine how they'll keep their pledge to offer more aid to Israel after this last weekend's attack by Iran. A judge in New Mexico sentenced Hannah Gutierrez-Reed to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The armorer on the set of the movie Rust was convicted on involuntary manslaughter charges. It's April 15th, and the deadline for people in most states to file their federal income tax returns is midnight tonight. This is ABC News. In the wake of the Arizona Supreme Court re-implementing a near-total abortion ban law, California is bracing for an influx of women seeking the procedure.
California has positioned itself as a safe haven for women across the country looking to get an abortion. Now with the ruling in Arizona, California abortion providers are bracing for a wave of women coming from Arizona. Gila Gonzalez is CEO of Planned Parenthood Northern California.
The next couple of weeks are critical, and that will tell us everything that we need to know.
Arizona lawmakers refused to repeal the near-total abortion ban last week, but are likely to revisit it later this week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a ban on gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth in her state. The Democratic governor calls the legislation divisive, targeting a small group of people by dictating to parents how to best raise and care for their children. Daria Olbinger, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that your accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, lows down to 45, east winds 10 to 20, gust up to 25, increasing clouds. Tuesday, cloudy as well, but scattered rain becoming widespread by the afternoon. Thunderstorms also possible, highs of around 63. East winds 25, gust as high as 40. For Tuesday night, look for rain and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-50s, and Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Occasional showers tapering off in the afternoon, highs in the lower 60s. With the light northerly winds, it's 74 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Don't you want to see more than this? How about we blow this town a goodbye kiss? Don't you want to get out of here? Why don't we leave our troubles in the rearview mirror? I got a little bit of cash saved up, just a little bit of change in my coffee cup. It ain't a lot, but baby, it's enough. We're gonna ride on love, ride on love. Hop on in to my Winnebago. We're gonna go wherever the wind blows. Once we'll fly by out the window. Anywhere we are, we're already at home. North to south, coast to coast. Come on, wherever these wheels roll. So hop on in to my Winnebago. Oh, 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 let's go. Oh, oh, let's go. kiss more. I wanna kiss you on the Golden Gate. Hold your hand at the top of the Empire State. Come on, baby, we don't have to wait. So what you say? Hey, what you say? Hop on in to my Winnebago. We're gonna go wherever the wind blows. Once a world fly by out the window. Baby, where we are, we're already at home. North to south, coast to coast. Come on, wherever these wheels roll. So hop on in to my Winnebago. Oh, 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 let's go on, on my Winnebago. Frigidaire full of beer on ice. We'll go for a ride nationwide. Hop on in to my Winnebago. We're gonna go wherever the wind goes. Watch the world fly by out the window. Anywhere we are, we're already at home. North to south, coast to coast. Come on, wherever these wheels roll. So hop on in to my Winnebago. Oh,
here a turkey, there a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
It ain't easy putting up with a road dog with a cup with a little Jack in it. You talk about the backseat. I don't know, don't ask me how she sat in it. She carried my burdens and paid my bail, put a Tennessee breeze in my Carolina sail and set me free. I don't pray much anymore, but it's all true but overs. Happiness, wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. Could have easily said goodbye to this runaway train you're tied to. I know I don't get it, baby, how you roll with it. Fists in the fights and the scars of the battle, the ups and the downs of the judge's gavel. How'd you wind up in my unravel? I don't pray much anymore, but it's all true but ours. Happiness, wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life with me. You're my faith and the grace every sunrise brings. Set me free. I don't pray much anymore, but it's all true for those. Happiness, wishes, wants, and needs into my robes, hopes, and dreams. Spend my living giving thanks for the ships I've never seen. You're my faith in the grace every sunrise brings. Every big, every little, and the everyday things. The notes and the words and the songs I sing. to the ones doing life with me.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
We are at 14 minutes after 4 o'clock, an earlier evening news coming up around 4:30 right here on WRCO FM 100.9, followed by pregame time as we get ready for Weston at Ithaca Baseball.
You're doing, but you're raising my temperature, watching you move and trying things off, taking things off, looking hot and never thinking nothing at all. I'm scratching my head, I can't remember no more what you're getting already all dolled up for. Got me all fired up, wanting your kiss. The best thing to do at a time like this is stop, drop, and roll before.
before this flame burns out of control. Wrap up in a sheet, keep it contained. The way you're smoking, it sure be a shame not to do what I know I should do. Yeah, let's stop, drop, and roll around with you. Now, baby, no, I really wanna take you to town, but I'd really hate to burn that honky tonk down. They'll buckle rub and just fans of fire. What we ought to do before it gets any higher is stop, drop, and roll before this flame burns out of control. Wrap up in a sheet, keep it contained. The way you're smoking, it sure be a shame not to do what I know I should do. I better stop, drop, and roll around with you. Oh, is it hot in here? Oh, girl, is it just you? Well, I know what to do, yeah. Stop, drop, and roll before this flame burns out of control. Wrap up in a sheet, keep it contained. The way you're smoking, it sure be a shame not to stop, drop, and roll before this flame burns out of control. Wrap up in a sheet, keep it contained. The way you're smoking, it sure be a shame not to do what I know I should do. Oh, I want to stop, drop, and roll around with you. Stop, drop, and roll.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Listen up. You can lay right here beside me, but there ain't nothing wrong. Kill the light and say goodnight and turn the TV off. Act as if I don't know what it is that you can't find the words to say. Oh, baby, you could leave or you could stay. You're gone either way. We could share the bed and share the rent, but this house ain't a home. If I'm gonna be lonely, I'd just as soon be alone. How can you say you love me? You can't even look me in the face. Stay right here or disappear without a trace. You're gone either way. I don't need to hurt from hanging on to someone who's got one foot out the door. I can't waste another minute of my love. You don't love me anymore. No, no, no. No, I don't need to hurt from hanging on to someone who's got one foot out the door. No, no. I can't waste another minute of my love. You don't love me. You're sitting here with me. We both know the truth. You just worry about what leaving me make people think of you. It don't matter what your mama or your daddy or your preacher's got to say. Girl, you could hit that door or waste another day. What kind of difference would it make? Yeah. You're gone. Girl, you're gone either way.
love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Are you a passionate educator ready to lead the way in elementary education? The Riverdale School District is searching for a dedicated individual to serve as the 4K through 6th grade principal starting July 1st, 2024. As principal, you'll be the driving force behind the elementary school's educational programming, student outcomes, and behavioral expectations. You'll lead by example, fostering a collaborative environment among staff and prioritizing student success. They're seeking a candidate with outstanding communication skills, a collaborative spirit, and a commitment to excellence. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're ready to make a positive impact on young minds and shape the future of our community, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2024. Join them in making a difference in the lives of students at Riverdale Schools.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do it twice. No matter what I say, it doesn't come out right. Till we're off the map and you're making me laugh. I don't care if we ever go home. So pick me up, get me lost way out. Then I'm back too late, it'll drop straight way on up. Get me out of my head and out of this town. And tell me no matter what, you'll be by my side. Everything gonna be alright. Make the world go black. How you do it like that? Wanna climb up in your truck? Just pick me up. We could ride on past every one light street. Watch a full moon crash on some sunrise weed.
You can kiss me fast and drive real slow. That old Chevy might take as long as it takes. You and Jesus can fix my soul. So pick me up, give me lost flare. Down the back two lanes, little joy trip we on up. Get me out of my head and out of this town. And tell me no matter what, you'll be by my side. Everything gonna be alright. Make the world go bad. Yeah, you do me like that when I climb up. Way out down our back two lane, little draw straight way on. Get me out of my head and out of this town and tell me no matter what, you'll be on my side. Everything gonna be alright. Make the world go black. How you do me like that when I climb up in your truck? Just pick me up. Yeah, just pick me up.
Something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy, and it looks decent wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide, and I don't understand why. I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shot one will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Super Walmart, so I bumped into a pretty girl shopping car, but all I did was break her eggs and bruise her artichoke hearts. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Yeah, what's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town?
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetsfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Daria Olvinger. Jury selection is underway in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The former president addressing reporters before court.
It's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country.
The defense hoping to prove that Mr. Trump can't get a fair trial in Manhattan and that the judge will grant change of venue. House Republicans meet behind closed doors tonight. They need to determine how they'll keep their pledge to offer more aid to Israel after this last weekend's attack by Iran. A judge in New Mexico sentenced Hannah Gutierrez-Reed to 18 months in prison for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The armorer on the set of the movie Rust was convicted on involuntary manslaughter charges. It's April 15th, and the deadline for people in most states to file their federal income tax returns is midnight tonight. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. Forget about melamine. Their cabinets are crafted from plywood for durability and unmatched style. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 739-4440. You can also follow them on Facebook for a sneak peek into their world. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 or evenings and Saturdays by appointment.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows of 45, and Tuesday cloudy, scattered rain becoming widespread by the afternoon. Thunderstorms possible, highs in the low to mid-60s. It's 74 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's tax day, the last day to submit tax returns or to file an extension. The IRS is promoting the customer service improvements the agency rolled out since receiving tens of billions of new funding dollars through Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. The IRS says call wait times have been cut down to 3 minutes this tax season, compared with the average 28 minutes in 2022. That has saved taxpayers 1.4 million hours of hold time, and the agency has answered 3 million more calls compared with the same time frame. Also, an updated Where My Refund tool giving more specific information about taxpayers' refunds in plain language was rolled out to 31 million views online. A woman was arrested on OWI charges after crashing her car into her house. Early yesterday morning at approximately 2:25, the Grant County Sheriff's Office took a report of a two-vehicle crash on Broadway Street in the city of Boscobel. It was reported a vehicle crashed into the caller's car that was parked in the driveway of the duplex by her neighbor. The driver of the vehicle, Patricia Smith, 59, of Boscobel, crashed into the caller's vehicle, drove through her own closed garage door, and into her living room of the duplex. Smith was transported to Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital for a legal blood draw and then to the Grant County Jail, where she was turned over to jail staff. Patricia Smith was arrested for OWI first offense. A traffic stop led to a drug arrest. Richland County Sheriff Clay Porter reports that a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle Friday night around 7:30 in Eagle Township for an illegible license plate. During the stop, K-9 Aaron was deployed for an exterior vehicle sniff and alerted to the presence of a narcotic odor. A search was conducted of the vehicle and 6.2 grams of methamphetamine, THC dab, and several items of drug paraphernalia were found. The driver of the vehicle, Nicole Sandmeyer, 33, of Muscadet, was taken into custody on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Ithaca Lions Club is again gearing up for its annual consignment auction at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Funds raised from the auction help the club with their community service goals. Dean Reinhardt is president of the Ithaca Lions.
The date of the auction is Sunday, April 28th. You can bring stuff in on Friday from 8 to 5 before that, or Saturday, 8 to 5. We will take stuff Sunday morning. We would rather not, because things get kind of hectic. And if you're in a bind, you know, if you're busy Friday and Saturday, if you want to bring stuff in, like on a Wednesday or Thursday, give one of us a call, and we'll make arrangements to meet you at the fairgrounds and help you unload and get you booked in and stuff.
Donations and consignment items are now being accepted.
You can call us right now. We'll take stuff in. We'll take consignments now. If you want it advertised, you know, if you have something big or really nice, if you want it advertised, April 17th is our deadline for getting it in the ad. Okay. Take stuff right up to the auction, day of the auction. But if you want it advertised, we're asking that you let us know before April 17th.
A variety of items are accepted, including tractors, agricultural equipment, lawn and garden recreation equipment, boats, ATVs, cars, trucks, trailers, tools, and construction equipment to sell on consignment. Commission is based on the total sale. Dick Hauser is also with Ithaca Lions.
Some people think, oh, you got to donate. You don't have to donate it to us. The way that works is that if it's an item that's going to sell for less than $15, we do consider that a donation. But if it's anything above that, we have a regular fee schedule, and it starts out at $16 to $250 at 15%, and then from $251 to $1,500 is 10, and then $1,500 on up to $5,000 is 5%. So it's really cheaper than what you could have an auction on your own. So if there's a small farmer out there that would kind of like to liquidate his line, we'd be happy to take that in.
Tires and electronics are typically not accepted. Consignment items registered by April 17th can be advertised.
We've learned that it doesn't pay to bring TVs out, because they will not sell. Most electronic stuff is questionable, but hand tools tend to sell quite well, so that's not a problem. And the other thing that we don't take is tires. The reason for that, of course, is if they don't sell, then there's a disposal fee, and we'd have to charge that back to you, so we just say don't mess with tires. Now, if you've got a tire mounted on a rim that's a pretty good shape, that's something different. We could possibly take that and use that for an auction item.
Kurt Monson is returning as this year's auctioneer, and lunch will be provided by the Ithaca Lions Club. All items will be accepted at the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th from 8 to 5, and Sunday, April 28th from 8 until 9:30. Selling at the annual Ithaca Lions Consignment Auction will start at 11 Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds, with the farm equipment auction starting around 1:30. For more information or to consign an item, contact Fred Fry at 608-585-2921. Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808, or Dean Reinhardt at 608-604-4692. Support kinship and enjoy a spaghetti supper at the same time. The Richland Center Kiwanis Club will host a spaghetti supper tonight from now until 7 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. A free will offering will be taken with proceeds benefiting Kinship of Richland County, an organization working to provide a mentor family for girls and boys in the area. Carryouts and curbside pickup will also be available by calling 608-649-7469. Dream more, learn more, become more. The Union is a nonprofit organization that connects motivated teachers and industry experts with area youth to increase their skills and knowledge in a variety of educational pathways. The Union will hold an inaugural open house Wednesday night from 6 to 8 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. You are invited to check out the Union and see what it has to offer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds turkey hunters that the 2024 spring turkey season opens Wednesday. The 2024 spring turkey season will run from April 17th through May 28th and include 6 7-day periods running Wednesday through the following Tuesday. All 7 turkey management zones will be open for hunting. Hunters must carry their spring turkey license, wild turkey stamp, and valid harvest authorization while hunting, and they are encouraged to review the turkey hunting regulations before the season. Turkey harvest registration is mandatory. Hunters must register their turkey by 5 the day after recovery through the Game Reg system or by phone at 1-844-426-3734. Hunters will need the number of found on their paper or electronic harvest authorization to register their turkeys.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Michael Slick Loffenberg, 76 of Montfort, died Thursday at home. A memorial service will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at the Montfort United Methodist Church. Friends may call at the Montfort United Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of plants and flowers, donations may be made to the UW Health Transplant Center, National Kidney Foundation, or American Heart Association. The Soman Larson Funeral Home in Montfort is assisting the family of Michael Slick Loffenberg, 76, of Montfort. Jim Carl Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center, died yesterday at his daughter's home following a short and courageous battle with lymphoma. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from noon until 2. Jim Carl, Jimbo Waterman, 80, of Richland Center. Ira R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel in Crawford County, died March 31st at her daughter's home in Benton. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11:30 until 3, with a service at 12:30 at the Boscobel Bull and Banquet. A private family burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Eastman Fire Department or Eastman Community Club. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Ida R. Ward, 89, of Benton and formerly of Boscobel and Crawford County.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a fantastic weekend, warm temperatures, sunny skies, highs today hit 75 degrees with a few clouds out there, and we got to soak up the warmer than average temperatures. I hope you got out there to enjoy it because everything is about to change tonight. In fact, clouds are going to start to increase and winds are going to become a bit breezy, gusting up to 25 miles per hour as overnight lows fall to the mid-40s. We'll be waking up tomorrow under cloudy skies and winds whipping out of the east, gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Yeah, it's going to be a very windy next 24 hours. The low pressure system right now is sitting in Colorado, and as it takes off overnight and heads towards Nebraska, it's going to be bringing those feisty winds along with it. And by tomorrow afternoon, expect scattered rain to be moving in alongside some strong storms. In fact, we're in a marginal risk here to see them turn severe, and just to the south of us, even higher chances as they are targeted in a slight risk by the Storm Prediction Center. The biggest threat will be the potential for large damaging hail, and of course, tornadoes are possible too. However, the biggest risk does stay just to the southwest of us into Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri. But a few of those storms could linger and cross the state line and head right towards us. The worst of it will strike Tuesday night with blustery conditions and heavy downpours. In fact, 1 to 2 inches of rain is likely, so localized flooding is not out of the question. By Wednesday, we're still wet and breezy. However, showers will taper off by late afternoon. High temperatures will hit the low 60s. As the system exits, it pulls in the colder air behind it. Winds shift out of the northeast and drag our highs down to the upper 50s for Thursday. And in fact, we're still going to be stuck under mostly cloudy skies with a few spotty sprinkles possible, especially further south. Yes, this means we're not going to see any sunshine until Friday. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 75 and a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2002 is 88 degrees with a record low of 20 set back in 1957, 2014, and 2020. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 50. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:44. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:18. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.96, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school baseball coming up on WRCO. It's Weston at Ithaca. River Valley is at Richland Center in area baseball. Lots of track action. Richland Center and River Valley are at Prairie du Chien this afternoon. The Riverdale Chieftains playing host in baseball action to Mineral Point among the area games. On WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450, the Brewers host the Padres this evening. Joe Ross is scheduled to start. Milwaukee took two of three from the Orioles.
Orioles over the weekend. The Bucks fell to third place in the NBA Eastern Conference after being blown out on the final day of the regular season by the Orlando Magic. Coach Doc Rivers says they did not take advantage of opportunities.
I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions, and we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. That's something, you know, I talked about it at halftime and talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better in that. You know, two or three times down the court, you don't get the shot you want, execute a play. And that's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks will open up the playoffs on Sunday against Indiana. The Hockey Commissioners Association has named Badgers goaltender Kyle McClellan the winner of the 2024 Mike Richter Award. And the Packer front office and coaches feel right tackle Zach Tom has the ability to be a Hall of Fame center. That doesn't bode well for current starter Josh Myers, who's in the final year of his contract. Green Bay could be expected to go after one of the outstanding college tackles in this year's draft. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on WRCO Sports. The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry. Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. Today we have a great one coming up, a rematch of last year's sectional semifinal and a couple of really good Ridge and Valley Conference games. The Western Silver Eagles meet the Ithaca Bulldogs at Ithaca's home ballpark, and it's coming up next after the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on WRCO. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store. Weston is off to a good start this season, 4-1 entering today's game. They're coached by Brent Jennings.
We only lost two last year, Miles Connors and Alex Friaz. Then Carter Wassel got injured a little ways through last season. So, two starters is all we're missing from last year. So,
it's a good group that played a little bit in the offseason last year too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. We had quite a few kids playing the Fall Ball League and Woodside, and so every little bit helps, absolutely.
The Ridge and Valley this year, boy, I think it's going to be even tougher, isn't it?
I think it is. There's going to be a lot of teams on more even ground this season. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of teams throwing a wrench into some other teams' plans, you know, down the stretch because it's up for grabs, absolutely.
The kids just want to be playing ball right now, don't they?
They do. They're tired. You know, we had a couple good weeks when we started practice. We were outside running around in T-shirts, and then we got a snowstorm. So we're back in the gym, and so now everybody's going a little stir-crazy again. So, yeah, they're happy to be outside playing.
And if you're looking at your club, you know, you got to make some improvement. What area do you think you have to improve on the most here if you're going to make a run?
I think really our bats, and last night was a good starter to that. At DeSoto, when we played last Friday, our bats were pretty silent for most of the game. We did end up scoring some runs in the seventh to win that game, but last night, was a good starting point for us. You know, we really got the bats going, but that's something we're really going to have to keep after down the stretch.
It makes a difference being outside consistently because you don't gain a lot practicing in the gym, do you?
No, nope. You know, ground balls off the gym floor are a lot different than ground balls off the ball diamond. So you know, that hurts us when we got to stay inside. And plus, there's not a lot you can do with outfielders inside of a gym. So, yeah, getting outside is a good thing.
Western baseball coach Brent Jennings on the pregame show.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Ithaca coach Dan Clary joins us on the pregame show. What do you know about Weston this year?
Yeah, well, they were young last year on improving, and I know they've got off to a good start this year. So it's definitely be one of those games that you need to try to get, because it's going to probably determine, you know, that top of the conference and how it shakes out. And between, you know, them, to Weston today and Seneca tomorrow is just two big ones on our plate right away. So, yeah, we got to be ready to play ball today.
I know that they feature a lot of guys that have baseball experience, and sometimes you get in high school, the grade really doesn't matter. They've already played a lot of baseball, haven't they?
Yeah, it really has. You know, in today's game, I mean, these kids have been playing since they've been in, you know, real young, that first, second, third grade, and these guys are really familiar with each other. They've been some really competitive opponents over the years. We look forward to playing them. But yeah, it is definitely different. The at bats that they have seen since they were kids really changes the way the game is, because they're, you know, not just up there seeing the ball for the first time in high school career. It's kids that have had hundreds of at bats growing up, and so you got to mix it in. You got to be on your game defensively, because they're going to put the ball in play, and that's what we got to do today.
How would you assess your first week of action last week, Dan?
I thought we got off to a good start. Some of the games, it took us a little while to get going, but the boys hung in there. They did a good job of keeping their nose to the grindstone and mixing in some hits when we needed to get the job done. So we got the three wins against Crawford, Tosi, and Wazika last week, and those were two important conference games, as well as a good non-conference game. And like I said, we're hitting the ball well. And so, I mean, our pitching has been looking all right. Guys struggled for a couple innings, but then really settled in, which has been good to see. And those are typical adjustments you're going to see at the start of every year.
Who do you look to start in tonight's game?
Tonight will be Sammy's turn on the mound. I think it rolls around nice for having him throw tonight, and probably Micah if we get the game in tomorrow, and Devin Thursday for the three conference games. So, again, the guys got to stay efficient on the mound if we get the games in, because it is a tight turnaround. I know we would need probably Sammy back on Friday if we get the Riverdale game in on Friday. So, yeah, getting that pitching rotation to stay efficient is going to be a big part of our game.
The coach of the Ithaca Bulldog baseball team, Dan Clary, on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match, and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca on a beautiful day for area softball, baseball, whatever's going on, track practice. Hello again, everyone. It's Ithaca and Weston in area baseball. We've just had our national anthem. The flag in center field is just hanging down still. No breeze as Weston gets to the dugout. Ithaca takes the field today. The Silver Eagles come in with a record of 3-0, and they are in the conference 3-0, 4-1 overall. The Ithaca Bulldogs are 3-0 overall and 2-0 in the conference. We'll get you the starters in a moment. This is high school baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfort.